What is globalism? If you are going to fit in, you need to know. First, let's be clear, globalism is not globalization. Secondly, when I say, if you are going to fit it, there are two, and just two, options readied for our future world on planet Earth. You will find you will need to fit into one option or the other, or suffer alone. One offers true hope, the other offers a false hope that has been present since the beginning of time, and it is based on greed, deception and lies, choice number one. Globalism, as defined and described by Julian Huxley. The first Director General of UNESCO, a socialist Marxist-based organization, in 1946, the task before UNESCO, is the emergence of a single world culture by transferring full sovereignty from separate nations to a world organization. Choice number two. The Gospel of Christianity, Biblical Christianity relies on the Bible to understand the truth though true faith. Biblical Christianity bases its doctrine on the Bible alone. Biblical Christianity produces true believers who use God's word to understand salvation and what it means to be a Christian. Biblical Christianity adheres to the fundamentals of the Christian faith, as found in the Bible. 1. The triunity of God, the one God exists eternally in three persons. 2. Jesus Christ is fully man and fully God. His death was the substitutionary sacrifice for sinners, and he rose again bodily. 3. Salvation is by grace alone through faith alone in Christ alone. 4. The 66 books of the Bible are God's word, inspired, inerrant, and sufficient for living a godly life. 5. Jesus Christ is coming again to judge sin and rule the world. Any departure from these points represents a departure from biblical Christianity. The foregoing, found in quotes, is from gotquestions.org. There is no direction you can travel that God has not spoken. The Bible teaches the Christian worldview from 12 areas and disciplines: truth, philosophy, anthropology, theology, science, history, sociology, Unio Mystica, Am I Alone, law, the American experiment, labor, community. Christianity and the Christian Judeo ethos has been proven throughout history to be the only effective way to attain and sustain the 17 Sustainable Development Goals described by the United Nations, UNESCO, the World Economic Program and Agenda 2030. 21st century techniques and technologies help to greatly advance the well-being of the human race. But in the wrong hands and with the wrong ideologies, even our advanced knowledge and space-age technologies will fail to serve all peoples in a meaningful and purposeful way. In this case, history has shown that only the elite will thrive. And the rest will meagerly survive. Biblical Christianity is, by the way, counter to cultural Christianity, which does not truly adhere to the faith or the Bible. Cultural Christianity may be based on family background, personal experience, country of residence, or social environment. What the Bible says is secondary. Cultural Christianity produces nominal believers who label themselves as Christians, but who allow culture to define their convictions. It is being used by globalists as a counterfeit of biblical Christianity to infiltrate and compromise biblical Christian churches in order to merge this last obstacle to a one-world government and a one-world religion promoting religious humanism. Which brings us to the cosmic battle of the truth versus the lie. This battle has been raging since the very beginning of time. And, Jesus said, "Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Those who say they are Christians, but do not do as Jesus said, are liars and do not follow him. Defining 21st century globalism is one very complicated thing. But describing 21st century globalism is quite another. And, either way, it is like trying to count the numbers of goldfish in a small bowl, as hundreds of them swim frantically around and around the bowl. Despite your best efforts, it seems like the numbers just keep growing. To be clear, globalism isn't goldfish. It is more like a gigantic school of piranha, or like the tentacles of a monstrous killer octopus. Globalism, as loosely defined by the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, is a national policy of treating the whole world as a proper sphere for political influence. Globalization, as distinct from globalism, is a term used to describe how trade and technology have made the world into a more connected and interdependent place. Globalization also captures in its scope the economic and social changes that have come about as a result. It may be pictured as the threads of an immense spider web formed over millennia, with the number and reach of these threads increasing over time. People, money, material goods, ideas, and even disease and devastation have traveled these silken strands, and have done so in greater numbers and with greater speed than ever in the present age. Globalism, as distinct from globalization, is defined by globalist advocates on Wikipedia, endemically a far left-leaning website, says, globalism refers to various patterns of meaning beyond the merely international. It is used by political scientists, such as Joseph Nye, to describe attempts to understand all the interconnections of the modern world, and to highlight patterns that underlie, and explain, them. While primarily associated with world systems, it can be used to describe other global trends. The concept of globalism is also classically used to distinguish the ideologies of globalization, the subjective meanings, from the processes of globalization, the objective practices. In this sense, globalism is to globalization what nationalism is to nationality. The term is now frequently used as a pejorative by far-right movements and conspiracy theorists. False usage in this way has also been associated with anti-Semitism, as anti-Semites. Frequently appropriate globalist to refer to Jews. Globalism, described. Socialists and communists say globalism is the key to worldwide prosperity. But, the truth is that globalists say it is a key to worldwide prosperity, but they know it is the key to controlling people under the dictatorial rule of godless communism. The task before UNESCO, said its first director general Julian Huxley in 1946, is the emergence of a single world culture by transferring full sovereignty from separate nations to a world organization. The New World Order will be a socialist, authoritarian global government and court with global rule of law and a one-world economy, according to the Commission for Global Governance. An article from the Jerusalem Post, titled, UNESCO's Globalist Agenda Minus Israel, has reported that the New World Order will be a socialist, authoritarian global government and court with global rule of law and a one-world economy, according to the Commission for Global Governance. The Obama administration provided an example of leftist globalists in action. Bankrolled by billionaire George Soros. And using the radical social manipulation rules of Obama mentor Saul Alinsky, the left exploits groups like Black Lives Matter as agents of change to help usher in their new world order. They fund and direct radical groups to sow chaos and division by politicizing leftist targets such as police by labeling them as racist. The black community is in a grave situation and they are being exploited and manipulated by the liberal left, said African-American Vanderbilt University law professor Carol Swain. In the same way, UN globalists manipulate the Palestinians. They play the racism card to incite chaos, division and attacks against Israeli police and soldiers, just like in Ferguson, Missouri. Their strategy, foment societal disruption to undermine democratic foundations, then step in and take over. The globalist agenda also includes the establishment of a one-world religion, which means the political globalists have a religious arm. The UN is riddled with New Agers, occultists and others who consider freedom of religion hostile to New Age global harmony. Former UN Assistant Secretary General Robert Mueller told the San Jose Mercury that religious fundamentalisms, inflexible belief systems, play an incendiary role in global conflicts. There'll be no peace without taming fundamentalism through a united religion that professes faithfulness only to global spirituality, he said. The Commission on Global Governance has publicly stated that when their Agenda 2030 plan is fully implemented, it will bring all the people of the world into a global neighborhood managed by a worldwide bureaucracy. Under the direct authority of a minute handful of appointed individuals, and policed by thousands of individuals, paid by accredited NGOs, certified to support a belief system which contains ideas that are foreign to the American experience, and ignores other values and ideas that are precious to the American experience. The World Summit on Sustainable Development, held in New York City, New York, USA, September 15-17, 2015, set a date of 2030 for complete implementation of their Agenda 2030 in global dominance by this Marxist global movement. Finally, globalism as described by Hillary Clinton. Many scholars say the idea of globalization started with Columbus's voyage to the New World in 1492. People traveled to nearby and faraway places well before Columbus's voyage, however, exchanging their ideas, products, and customs along the way. The Silk Road, an ancient network of trade routes across China, Central Asia, and the Mediterranean used between 50 BCE and 250 CE, is perhaps the most well-known early secular historical example.